The Inkstorm Cup lived up to the hype this weekend. What teams punched their tickets to Japan, and what teams will be waiting for them when they get there? Hello there, Inklings, Octolings, and whatever other sea creatures you may identify as. My name is K-Bot, and welcome to this week's episode of the Weekly Splat, where I discuss some of the news and happenings in the competitive Splatoon scene in the past week. This week, we'll focus pretty heavily on the Inkstorm Cup, and we'll also recap the Splat Japan League as we prepare for the Platinum Cup on August 4th. Yes, a couple of other tournaments did happen last weekend. Bleck and Spoon Season 5 Tower Control on Thursday wrapped up with 38 teams, where two pickups met in Grand Finals, and a team of Shaq, Prime, Kyo, Toon, Noctis, Bungle, and Kiver took gold. Seascraper, a weekly aimed at European teams, had a tournament last Friday, where Ijisu won out of 9 teams. And lastly, as far as tournaments go, the new Teams International Cup was held, featuring 6 newer teams from all across the globe. Japan's representative, Ariaichi, took first, and the Sleepy Warriors took second. Ludi's Season 6 continues to drag along in the X Division, where last week's match was Saikai taking a 5-0 sweep over Prophecy. I would really be doing a disservice to you all if I just sat here and listed the couple of top teams from the Inkstorm Cup this weekend and told you which two were going to Japan. Instead, let's relive the experience from Sunday, starting with some of the winner's semifinal matches. First up, it was Ghost Gaming versus Kraken Paradise. It'd be very interesting to see these two teams face off in a high-pressure situation, but at the end of the set, Hitzel and FLC summed up the results quite nicely.
And if they go all the way around, then their backliners kind of get taken out by inkjets and whatnot. And now, KP, it doesn't look as though they're going to clear this checkpoint. Probably not.
There's no jumpers coming in or anything. But again, the same setup. A couple of picks and then taking control of the pit in advance, and that is what gets you past that checkpoint.
There is a stingray going off right now, and the person who is in position to get on the tower after the charger gets taken out does get taken out by other members. That's a full wipe. That is going to be 3-1 for Kraken Paradise over Ghost Gaming. And, you know, the potential for Kraken Paradise to beat Ghost Gaming was definitely there. No one was saying that this was, like, that just because, you know, Ghost Gaming is one seed above Kraken Paradise, you know,
this isn't an upset, but it's very, very impressive nonetheless. KP yes. Putting on an absolute show here. They're definitely showing up, wanting that trip to Japan.
Then, on the other side of the winner's bracket, it was time for what was considered by many to be the tournament favorite, Set to Destroy X, to go up against For the Win, a pickup squad consisting of Shaq, Kyo, Toon, and Ice. The set score was 2-0, but Set to Destroy X had a couple point lead on For the Win, heading into this push on Rainmaker Camp Triggerfish.
Kyo gonna get there, but they need all hands on deck for this right now. Ice is gonna need to be careful, let his frontliners jump to him, which it looks like is trying to do, because they're kind of running out of opportunities here. If this one doesn't work, you know that Hexen is going to get the opportunity to build a stingray and preemptively stop another. With Pengit going down there, and it looks like the other frontliners, Ice is going to have to pivot back here to the middle, which is exactly what Set Destroy X is okay with, because it's easier to defend. Although, we talked about the stingray from Hexen. Can Toon pop this by themselves? They're still actually in a decent position to do this. This pop's going to take out the inkjet. They should be able to get the lead off this, and they do! I don't believe it!
Just barely, and because of the fact that the Rainmaker Shield was able to detonate on the inkjet, there was nobody on the side of Set to Destroy X really to stop that push at all. Now all they have to do is defend and stop Set to Destroy X from getting to 35. They do have a decent amount of map control.
Stingray.
Tanitex sitting on top of the wall here. The Stingray jumping back to spawn. They're going to be using it just outside of spawn as soon as they get into one of these enclosed hallways, and Pengit knows that he can't lock himself into early. They've already lost two members here, and here comes the Stingray. The Stingray knows exactly where he is, and they've been shut down. A full wipe to end the game, and Set to Destroy X taken out by FT Win here on Camp Triggerfish.
Fuzzy, or I'm sorry, not Fuzzy. Shaq called it the super team yesterday in his chat. I thought he was memeing, but they have done something that I don't think anyone has been able to do in a full 3-0 wipe, the dirty 30 on Set to Destroy X. And now our top two seeds are in loser's bracket. Set to Destroy X and Ghost Gaming both taking early trips there. I don't think anybody predicted this happening.
Now, in winner's finals, it was time for Kraken Paradise and FT Win to face off against one another. And FT Win got up to a commanding 3-0 lead. Kraken Paradise tried to make a last-second comeback in Game 4 to keep their Japan hopes alive on Wahoo World Clan Blitz.
We're caught in a tough place right now, but they're starting to get the picks that they need. That's actually a 3-down situation, and it's only going to be the Nozzle Nose remaining here. They only have 10 clams, though. They actually don't have a power clan built up. Finally, Zero will get one and will break the barrier down, but they have a lot of work to do if they want to get anywhere close to that 18 mark. Zero going to take the offensive role here and try and use this inkjet to get some picks, but they get taken out by the Slosher. It's a 3-down situation, and Kaji's the last one remaining. That barrier is going to come back up, and Kaji's all the way back in mid. Nothing doing for Kraken Paradise, and FT Win will complete the 4-0 sweep and the perfect tournament, not losing a single game to anyone.
The biggest tournament, the best competition, and they did not lose a game. If this is not a first in Splatoon history, I want to know what other tournament that happened at. I do not believe it. 3-0, 3-0, 3-0, 4-0, a perfect tournament. My broom is still in my closet. I don't even want the broom to see what just happened. I am stunned. I want to know what was being said at the end of that voice chat there. Like, if a microphone did not peak or get broken by the end of that, that is a huge waste. Chat is going crazy right now. I'm totally stunned. I can't believe it. Everything, every player, we kept saying their names over and over and over. Individual skill, coordination, clutch plays, games decided by single impressive heroic moments. But that's how it goes. For the win is your first team to punch their ticket to Platinum Cup 4 in Tokyo.
Of course, everyone had known that the players on For the Win's roster were quite skilled, but I doubt that anyone sincerely considered them to take upsets on Set to Destroy X and Kraken Paradise. As I give you a little breather for a moment from reliving the Inkstorm Cup, I was actually able to catch up with Shaq from For the Win. Here's my little interview with him.
All right, thanks for joining me, Shaq, and congrats on the win. Did you guys ever think you'd actually pull it off?
Honestly, I think the only one who did was Ice. When we were scrimming, like, we had a really bad day on Friday, the day before the tournament started, and we were like losing to everybody, so like I think that killed morale. But Ice was like, nah, it's fine, we got it, we're gonna win, guys, okay, and didn't doubt it for a second. So I think in his mind he believed in us, but I don't think anyone else did.
Nice. So how does the team feel overall? Like, how surreal is it that you're gonna fly to Japan in under 3 weeks?
It's pretty crazy. I know, like, Kyo was popping off because, like, he's never won a major before, and like this is his first big one. Like, he's going insane. Like, everyone was pretty much insane. Like, you could like watch one of our streams and you'd see like everyone was like, wow. Like, it wasn't like people were screaming, but like more like awe, I guess. Yeah. So to speak. It's insane, really.
Mm-hmm. So how did you four decide that you were going to enter this thing together? Like, typically that's not necessarily a combination that, like, you'd normally see.
Well, like, a month and a half back, I had the idea. Okay, I was playing with Saikai, okay? And, like, we got third in, like, Squid Boards, but then we hadn't played for, like, a really long time. And I was, like, I was thinking about Fuzzy's tweet when he was like, oh, all teams should span just pick up. And I was like, no one can really challenge STDX in North America. That's why I feel like a lot of their land wins are kind of one-sided, because there's no one really there to challenge them. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the next two teams behind them were Saikai and Tomo, but I didn't think either of those could win it. So like I kind of pitched the idea to like come together like the best players in my opinion of each team, just for like LAN tournaments kind of, and the big ones to try and take down SDX, because like it hadn't really been done before. So that was kind of the main thing going into it. I was supposed to be playing with Tomo originally, like it was just supposed to be Tomo plus me, but then Quavo's couldn't go. So we basically like had to pick up Ice like last, like 2 weeks before the tournament. Ice was like, oh, I'm looking for a team. And I was like, oh, me, Toon, and Kyo are looking for one. So we decided to pick him up mainly just because like he played with STDX and his charger is like really solid.
Yeah.
So that was the main inspiration for getting Ice.
So but basically what you're saying is you guys were built to take down STDX.
Yeah, like that was my goal originally. Like, I wanted someone to be able to take him out.
And you did, in rather convincing fashion.
That was extremely surprising, honestly. Like, the set before we played against Synergy was super iffy. So, like, I know how to feel about it, but, like, we were honestly surprised that we were doing so well.
So kind of going off of that, was that the highlight of the tournament for you? And if and if not, then what was?
That was definitely the highlight. Like, the moment we 3-0'd them, we were, like, insane. Like, I tweeted out to Twitter, and then I was like, man, I really don't want to lose any. I don't want to lose after this, because, like, we just beat SDX, right? Like, that's, like, the biggest thing ever. So, like, it was definitely my highlight. I was like, I wish this was Grand Finals, like, because I thought SDX beating them was just so huge enough. And like definitely I think it was a highlight for the main team. Like, they've been on that throne for so long now, and being KP was nice, like, to end off the tournament to win it. But like definitely SDX was a highlight. Like, you've never seen them like actually lose,
right?
Except for like the E3 thing, like in LAN, but like no NA team has really taken them down like, convincingly. And
So how do you guys actually think, like, kind of talking strategy in game, how do you think you are able to pull off not only the Set to Destroy X win, but, you know, just the whole dominating fashion of the entire day Sunday?
I think, like, mainly for SDX, their comp is way easier to deal with than, like, KP or Synergy's. Like, Synergy plays like really long range weapons that can't push in too hard, so it's hard to deal with, because we have like a lot of short range aggression. So like we can win, but like a lot of games are really iffy because everything just outranges you. Like, it's hard to get in. Same thing with KP. Like, they play rapid and heavy, which is extremely annoying to deal with. Like, they have so much range over you, and their players are just so good. Like, with SDX, they have rapid, but they usually tend to go, like, rapid H3, which isn't as hard to deal with than, like, a rapid heavy or, like, a machine, a ballpoint, and, like, a sniper. Like, I think our comp is really good against, like, other aggressive comps, but we struggle against the long-range comps. But I think Ice was the main thing there in the tournament, especially against KP. Because we all thought we would lose to KP, because KP was destroying everybody in scrims during the past week when we were practicing. But I think Ice, like, really pulled out really hard. Like, he got so many good kills with Stingray, like, whenever we need to go back in, like, always got the first pick so we can move in safely. And he got a lot of good picks when we were all dead, and it was just him. So I think that was the main thing. Like, we were talking about it earlier. Like, when Ice is on his game, like, we can basically take anyone out.
Okay, interesting. So kind of with that in mind, how do you think that's going to fare as we look forward to the Platinum Cup, when we throw out team names like Enforce, Liblint Calamari, Meteor, and GG Boys? How do you think your little super team is going to stack up to the teams in Tokyo?
I mean, I think we can definitely give them a good challenge, if not take it. Might be a bit presumptuous, but I feel like our comp shines against like those aggressive comps. And I feel like the Japanese players like tend to go more aggressive weapons. Like, you'll see like double Enpri, rapid, and something else. And like, I think that's where our comp shines, because we're really used to fighting those weapons, so we're really skilled against it. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, like, just general muscle memory of dealing with those weapons will help us.
Okay. So you're, what I'm hearing is you're probably gonna, you actually have invested interest in the Splat Japan League now, right?
Yeah. I've seen, like, a lot. I like, check my Twitter feed, and I'll see, like, Gambaumi's tweets, and, like, mm-hmm. I'll look at the comps a bit, and I'll see, like, what's good. And then I look at Fuzzy's Twitter, and then I see what he says is good, and then I basically, like, that's basically how I keep up. Because, like,
gotcha.
I know Fuzzy follows it hard, so, like, whatever he talks about, like, something being really good, like, I'm always taking note of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks again for joining me. That's really all the, like, hardcore questions I have. But is there anywhere where people can find you on social media, or is there anything else you'd like the listeners here to know?
Okay, Twitch and Twitter, my at is Shaq underscore, the S is a 5, so 5 H-A-K and then underscore at the end. And then I guess this is a bit of a meme, but I was told to say this. Brandon, he stopped me from going to E3, but he could not stop me from going to Japan. That's all I had to say. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
After For the Win's perfect run in the winner's bracket, there was only one more spot left for a Western team in the Platinum Cup. In Losers quarterfinals, Ghost and Set to Destroy X swept their opponents, so these two sponsored teams started a rivalry in Losers semis that we're sure to see many iterations of to come. The score was 2-2, and Ghost was looking to make an overtime push on Kelp Dome Rainmaker.
Stalling out and removing the amount of time that Ghost Gaming has to make the objective push. Now, there are two members already down on the side of Set to Destroy X, so they're popping this Rainmaker shield as quickly as they can. Erza is back from the depths, and we're waiting to see who the Rainmaker carrier is going to be. Fuzzy still in that same position, waiting on top of the grates, and does have the inkjet at the ready, but here comes the Stingray. Sendo, thankfully, with plenty of room to maneuver around him, but they lose their own Stingray. Fuzzy will get the kill, I believe, there onto Sendo. Soren still staying alive, and it's going to be the last remaining members to try and pick up the Rainmaker, but they're essentially locked in a corner. This is going to be such a difficult overtime push. The Stingray, though, making a huge path for them, getting one kill and looking for a second.
Oh, this is two of them down here. The Stingray weapon is going to be down as well. Keep an eye on Hexen. Pengit. Pengit has the Rapid Blaster and is going to be what slows them down. Sendo is already pushed up, but goes down. There's no one to escort this Rainmaker. Soren going for it by themselves and runs into three people. I guess just figuring that they didn't have enough time to try to make it happen there, but that is going to be it. Set to Destroy X with the clutch win, just enough on the defensive side. And they will be moving on here, but what a fantastic set between these two sponsored teams here in what should be the first of many under the names of these sponsors.
And lastly, for the final trip to Japan, we'd see Set to Destroy X go up against Kraken Paradise. Kraken Paradise made a statement in the set, sweeping STDX, and it left Shiny Hunter Zack and Nine Hole Grains awestruck.
No clams left on the clock. Set to Destroy X going to try everything, but it is not going to be anything. Set to Destroy X out at third place. Kraken Paradise punches their ticket with a 4-0 sweep over Set to Destroy X.
Absolutely stellar play. Phenomenal. Plantra rolling over one of their targets in the final 10 seconds of play. A 15 KA for Zero and a 12 for Plantra in what was a relatively quick clam blitz game, all things considered. At least it flew by for me. Congratulations, Kraken Paradise of Europe, making it as our second team to be sent to Japan. Set to Destroy X swept in one of the first times in history. This is a monumental occasion, and I'm so glad to share it with you all today. What a fantastic showing, and consistency is something that teams have so much difficulty with against Set to Destroy X. And Kraken Paradise was able to do that and more today.
Kraken Paradise was slated to go to Japan after this tournament, until just last Tuesday, when Endgame TV tweeted that due to circumstances out of anyone's control, Shinobism, the sponsor for the event, would not be able to send Kraken Paradise to Tokyo for the Platinum Cup. Instead, the third place team, Set to Destroy X, would travel in their place. And so, The West's stage for the Platinum Cup is set. Representing us will be Shaq, Kyo, Toon, and Ice of For the Win, along with Pengit, Hexen, Fuzzy, and Kiver from Set to Destroy X. If you missed any of the action from the 2 days of the Inkstorm Cup, I would highly recommend that you go back and watch the tournament on Endgame TV's Twitch channel at twitch.tv/endgametv1. Their production quality is always top-notch, and this weekend was no exception. I know that I spent a lot of time this week on Inkstorm, but let's not forget about the other half of the Platinum Cup, the Splat Japan League. After the last 2 days of matches on Tuesday and Wednesday, Libelint Calamari took Season 2 of the Splat Japan League, and Enforce were the runners-up. After Enforce waived their spot to participate in the playoff, it will only be Calamari joining Meteor and the GG Boys in the playoff event this Sunday, July 22nd, to qualify for the Platinum Cup. During the Splat Japan League's second season, no one of these three teams won both matches against the same opponent. Noteworthy matches in the final week of play include Calamari beating Enforce 3-0 on Tuesday, in addition to the GG Boys beating both Enforce 3-0 as well as Calamari 3-2 on Wednesday. It's hard to pick clear favorites on the event for this Sunday, July 22nd, where these three teams will face off in round-robin format, and the top two of these three will move on to face FT Win and Set to Destroy X in Tokyo on August 4th. Be sure to keep an eye on IkaFeed for when the playoff event goes live Sunday morning. That's it for this week's episode of the Weekly Splat. Thanks for tuning in and catching up. Everything that's been talked about today will be linked in the podcast description, including the VOD of the Inkstorm Cup. So if you're interested to find out more on anything I've talked about today, be sure to check that out. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and follow me on Twitter for consistent updates at kbot_273. If you have any feedback, feel free to message me there as well. Speaking of feedback, this week I'm using a new microphone and I'm also using a different method of recording, so I hope this works a little better than it has in the past. Let me know if the upgrade was worth it. The Weekly Splat works in tandem with IkaFeed, as both products aim to keep you, Splatoon players, informed about the competitive community. If you're not already following IkaFeed on Twitter, I suggest you do to stay up to date on the most recent competitive Splatoon news. Don't forget, you can submit your favorite part of the Inkstorm Cup or this week, the Splat Japan League, to me via the Anchor mobile app or by sending clips of you by no longer than a minute to ikafeedsplat@gmail.com, and your voice might just appear on next week's episode. Thanks again for listening, Cephalopods, and happy splatting.